not from 35,000 feet. So the big picture is the following. The Herak forced out the president in 2019. And even a year ago, the new president was talking about the blessed Herak, who had done the nation a service by forcing out his invalid predecessor, who had been surrounded by large levels of corruption, which was acknowledged by the regime. Now the system has reasserted itself. Crackdown is going on civil society. People are starting to be released from jail who were arrested in 2019. And the same parties and forces that supported Bouteflika and his apparatus are now supporting Tebboune and his apparatus. Now the RND, the second party you mentioned, is mostly just a spin-off of the FLN. And this two-party duopoly has been the main force in Algerian politics for over two decades. And of course, the FLN has been the main force for over six decades. The other force that everyone's talking about in this election are the Islamists. And the Islamists are participating through the MSP party and some other smaller parties. And there's a lot of either happiness in Algeria that at least they're participating as they did during the Bouteflika era, or they're scared that the Islamists are going to win a lot of seats and, you know, create havoc in the parliament. But these Islamists are, you know, what you might call very pro-regime Islamists who get along with the duopoly. So they really, despite all the sort of scary coverage in the press, they're really not going to upset the system at all. Now, the rise of independence could change the complexion of parliament, but it'll create a more disorganized parliament, not a more organized parliament. And you'll have these complicated coalitions like we get in some other countries now, where you'll have five, six, seven, eight parties and then a bunch of independents cobbled together to try to accomplish things. But that's kind of fragmented and disorganized politics really doesn't serve the people very well.
But the real problem is which way Algeria is going. After Herak, everyone was hopeful that this movement will change the political scene in Algeria. But over time, it's not.
Well, as I've told you before, by working so hard to co-opt and coerce the political parties and the NGOs, the regime forces politics into the streets. Then the only changes come when there's more street protest, right? And that happened in 88, it happened in 91, it happened in 2011, 2017, 2019. I mean, there are different times where you have these spikes of protests and a certain amount of change happens. And even in 2021, you know, the Herak picked up again. And there was, that's what forced these elections, right? They're spot elections, you know, snap elections because of the increased protest. But then the regime banned street protests, right, in the run-up to the elections and because of COVID. So, you know, the regime has the upper hand right now. The elections will happen, you know, and then there'll be more street protests later, but we don't know when.